I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, which should be Tuesday the 5th, but it is in fact Wednesday the 6th, because guess what, guys? Life happens, and sometimes you don't get your podcast out on time. It's not terrible. Quick gigs to plug. First of all, we have Lavery's tonight, if you get to listen to this in time, on the Wednesday the 6th. We have me, Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd's MCing, and Dave Elliott. Of course, Lavery's Comedy Club is every flipping first and third Wednesday of the month. Every first and third Wednesday of the month at Lavery's Comedy Club, you can come down and watch comedy. And during the summer, the doors are open at 9:30. Isn't that exciting? It certainly is. Let me just see. Our other gig to promote is, of course, the big one in October the 29th. October the 29th at the Ulster Hall. And that would be me, Mickey Bartlett, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott, Kieran Bartlett. So all those comedians on stage in the old Ulster Hall. So that's super exciting. Very exciting day for me. The General Banter Podcast finally has a sponsor. I've been approached by sponsors before, and a lot of the time I've just went, you know what, guys, it's not going to suit. And I just don't know how to, you know, we sell smelly candles, and you're like, I can't really promote that, seriously. Finally, we have a sponsor that I think would work very well. What is it? Do you want smelly candles? No, thanks. Hey, do you want craft beer delivered to your door? Yes, please. Yes, fucking please. So, happy to announce the first sponsor of the podcast is beer52.com. Basically, according to their read here, the number one craft beer service online, and you basically sign up to it and they will send you out crates of beer to your door with free delivery. Very, very, very exciting. They sent me some, and I've drank most of them, I'll be honest with you. It's their theme this month is Danish beer from Denmark. So that was very exciting, very delicious. They send you like a free magazine and like snacks to eat. It's great crack. The reason I get to promote them on this podcast is there is discount for people who listen to this podcast. So here's their call to action, guys. I've teamed up with them to bring you a brilliant offer to join the fastest growing beer club in the world. All you need to do is go to beer52.com and enter the code. Wait for this one, guys. Banter10, as in general banter. And 10 as in you're about to get 10 quid off your first order. Take that, huh? 10 quid off your first order when you sign up to beer52.com. That means you're getting 8 delicious craft beers, a 100-page magazine, and snacks delivered to your door for 14 quid. So head over to beer52.com, enter the code BANTER10, and grab yourself some of the best craft beer in the world. There you go, guys. Our first sponsor on the General Banter Podcast, a sweet beer company that's going to send you beer out to your house, and if you stick the code BANTER10 in, you get 10 or off, mate. The beers are pretty sweet. drank a few of them the other night. One of them, I think it was called McKellar. Is that how you say that? In Danish. Apparently brewed by some dude who is a chemistry teacher. Huh? It's like Breaking Bad, but in Denmark and with beer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wish I'd have paid more attention to Breaking Bad now, to be honest. But there you go. Beer52.com, guys. Sign up if you want to support this podcast and you like drinking beer that isn't some old fizzy pish like Tennent's. Let's not badmouth any beers, Carlsberg, okay? Probably not even the best beer in the glass at the time, most of the time. So there you go, guys. Beer52.com. Stick in that code, BANTER10. Get a tenner off your first order. And just enjoy yourselves, guys. Have some sweet craft beers in the sun that we're enjoying over here at the minute. Not! So there you go. First sponsor. What have I been up to of late? This podcast is late today because yesterday I just didn't really get around to doing this. And I had a gig last night, which was the... it was at the Sunflower Bar, run by William Thompson, Thompsolino. And it was it's an open mic competition that I think... Well, there'd obviously been previous rounds to that one, and then there was a load of comedians, and you know, there was a winner pick. There was two winners picked. Sean Tanavasa. Am I going to get this fucking... Sean Tanavasa, I want to say. Why not? And Sarah Jade Davidson both won. And very funny. It's a good night. I mean, without sounding like some sort of asshole, it's not very often I get to go to what would be classed, I suppose, as the open mic scene. But it was good to go just to see who's kicking about. And you can see, like, some people are still in the infancy of, like, you know, just trying stuff. I did it too, where you just, oh, I'll just do fucking anything, and hopefully it's funny. And then you see some folks who've really got their act together. Literally, that is where that phrase comes from. Get your act together. And I had a pile of drinks. They weren't Beer 52 beers, mind you, but beers all the same. And I had a fair amount of them. And a bit hungover today, I'll be honest. And then had, because I'm staying at my dad's house, you know, woke up, went to grab my bag, and the old radiator was leaking for some reason. All over my laptop bag. So I took the bag out and I was like, well, this is bullshit. It's going to be covered in fucking water. But luckily, we got away with it, guys. You know? I've got all my spare changes of pants and all in the wash again, because it's soaked up fucking radiator water. Fucking hell. What a day, guys. What a fucking day. So it's been a fucking boring week for me. I've had so much shitty work to do. I've just been sitting at a computer, literally getting, like, spina bifida. I mean, that's terrible. I know people are born with that, but it has to fuck you up. I'm not a fitness expert, but sitting at a fucking computer all day, definitely. Like, I'm standing there. I'm like, because you use, like, the mouse in your right hand, I've got this habit of just putting my left elbow on the table, which means my spine is like a fucking Z shape. And after fucking 2 or 3 days just having to sit there, like, I know people work office jobs and have to sit all fucking day, and it's terrible for you. You know, your fucking posture shit. You're not even breathing right. That's why you're so fucking knackered. You're bent over. Your fuck, what do you call that shit? Diaphragm is all squished up, and you're just going, and then you're knackered. You know, not all shoulders back. Like, woo, drink in that fucking life, huh? Here in this office, in this call center. But I don't know. It's fucked up. I was standing the other day, and I was like, I've been sitting that long that my body feels like the right, down the right side of my back is like tense, and the left side feels all floppy. And I was like, you can't really do that too long, otherwise you're gonna have some sort of fucking back issue. I'm sure I already have a few back issues doing, you know, playing rugby and fucking doing judo and jiu-jitsu and all that shit over the years. I'm being a fat bastard as well. So that's been my fucking life for the last while. Got the last of those BBC videos out of the way. The tight shorts, guys. Got that out of the fucking road. The annoying thing about that was I came into that project very late. So I was trying to write football material whilst everyone else had already fucking half knocked it out of the park. Got all the football jokes out of the road early. So I was coming in after it, kind of just, you know, did the rioting video, did the one with Mickey, did a few videos, and it was at the point where a lot of the videos were written and shot, in fact, on the basis that Northern Ireland were still in this competition, and a few of them didn't get used. So the other day I just deleted them, and I was like, that's sad times. Let's get rid of those fucking things. I mean, if we had kept it going, and you could make something funny about them Icelandic fuckers clapping, like, I'll be honest, like, you know, oh my God, I'm gonna be sick. You know, you would absolutely shite yourself, is what I'm trying to say. You know, you'd be sitting there trying to cook a fucking rabbit that you managed to kill or find dead, and you're like, let's get tucked into this, and then all of a sudden, all you hear is like, boo, ha, ha, and you're like, I'll tell you what that sounds like. Sounds like I'm about to get my asshole raped and pillaged. It's not even the noise that's scary, it's the silence in between. It boom. And them Icelandic fuckers aren't small. You know what I mean? Just giant fucking people. Y'all about to get raped. Scary shit, but fair play to that. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah. So then, got contacted by, I think it was a PR company in Dublin, as far as I know, and they were like, here, we'd seen your... If you go onto the General Banter Facebook page, which you bloody should have liked already, you fucking bastards, go on there, give it a like, and there's a video on there where it was me and Shane Todd pretending to be two, like, American students who studied here, but have went back to visit Belfast, basically, and they've got, like, an American / Belfast accent, and it seemed to go down pretty well. You know, people enjoyed it. People still tag each other in the fucking video, even though I haven't reshared it. But this guy was like, we've seen that video and we want to do a bit of a co-promotion thing with 4-Star Pizza. And I was like, right, okay. Give me more info. And they were like, we just want to use those characters to somehow promote that on July the 4th, 4-Star were doing like 12-inch pizzas for £4. And I was like, right, all right. And he's like, do you want to just Snapchat about it? And I was like, well, that's going to be weird as fuck if I just Snapchat about it. Why don't we just make a little video and at least it's comedy and whatever? And he's like, sure. So listen to this. This was like the worst action movie you've ever heard. I had to obviously ask Shane. So I'm like, Shane, do you want to do this video? He's like, mate, I'm in London till Sunday night. You know, the 3rd, Sunday the 3rd, Monday the 4th. And I was like, shit. I was like, are you able to film early on Monday? And he's like, absolutely. And he's like, right, he's on board. I get back to the PR company. I'm like, yeah, Shane seems to be on board. No problem. We're going to shoot Monday morning. And I'm like, right, I'll write this. I'll get everything fucking sorted. And we're off to the races. So Monday morning comes around. Shane's like, by the way, I just got a fucking... voicemail from Radio Ulster or 5 Live. They want me to go on and talk about the football. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, what time's that? 11 o'clock. I'm like, right, let's get together early in the morning, we'll shoot some footage, you go off through the fucking radio, and then we have to go to a 4-Star pizza shop, and we have to go to Carrick because it's their best looking one apparently, and it was a sit-in. So we're like, right, fuck me. He goes in, does that, we fly out to Carrick. We shoot in there, we finish filming at probably 12. Like, the guy from the PR company was like, we would love to get the video by about 12. And I was like, right, well, I know you said 2 o'clock last time, so I'm afraid it's going to have to be 2 with the schedule that we're working with now. So we go, we shoot. The guy that owned the two lovely folks, the ones that own the full chain of 4-Star pizzas, they're like, yeah, we've got some pizzas going here. The guy comes, I was like, we probably need one slice each as a prop. Bear in mind, this is like fucking 11 in the morning. And he brings it out. And he goes, ah, there's 4 there. And I was like, you made 4 fucking pizzas? And he's like, ah, just pick whatever you want. Pepperoni pizzas, all that shit. 11 in the morning. And do you know what? It ain't easy being cheesy. It's not easy to be just left with five pizzas, and they're like, yeah, they're just for you to use and whatever. And we were like, oh fuck, then I'll fucking picky guts. Todd, that's the worst name I could have given there. He's such a fucking, the time he went on about having Crohn's, which I'm pretty sure he lied about just to get fucking bit of stand-up material. He had a bit of a run-in with the old Crohn's disease, so it makes it difficult for him to have like red meats basically. And I asked him one time, I was like, why, what's the problem? He goes, just makes my belly sore. And I was like, well, for definitely get over it. So he's like, oh, I can't really eat red meat, which would be pepperoni, I suppose, if you could fucking call that meat remotely. So he's like, can I get a chicken, sweet corn, like onion and a barbecue base? And the guy has to go make another fucking pizza, brings it out. So that delayed the shooting by about another fucking 15 minutes. And then we eventually, right, we're literally to the fucking wire. We get finished. We go outside, and he shoots on, and girlfriend Maureen was driving, and I was literally editing on my knee in the fucking car. We also got a parking ticket for parking outside Four Star Pizza. You fucking, the savings you make on the pizza, you pay in fucking parking fees. Pay it within 30 days, and it's, or what does it pay within fucking 2 weeks or something, 45 quid, or after that, and it's 90. You're like, listen, I'm in Carrickfergus here, I will never come back here unless you pay me about 90 quid an hour, you fucking bastards. Only joking, Carrick's a lovely, whatever. I've said that before, there's something about those seaside towns. It, on the front face of it, like that marina area where there's all fancy flats and, you know, four star pizzas and whatnot, you're like, this is good shit. You know, take a wee dive left up into the fucking jungle, and you're like, oh fuck, this is ropey. People getting their fucking knees done for selling ket and all that shit. That might be a complete fabrication. So anyway, I met it in this fucking video on my knees, swing past my dad's house because it's the closest house with internet. Boom, upload the video, send it across. And so there you go, basically from 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock to the end of when their shops close, the video circulated, and it seemed to do okay. Did okay. But it just goes to show you that, you know, that's the world you live in now. The sort of digital media, quick turnaround, relevant type shit. They're like, can you make this? And you're like, yes! And then you just, bang, do it. So there you go. General Banter Productions, which is a fully working machine now. Gross. That was my exciting story on Monday. Which, I'll be honest, when you're working on that sort of time pressure, you're like, and especially editing is a fucking laborious task. So you're like trying to get that out. You know what I mean? After it, I was like, I'm fucking knackered here, guys. And then of course we had to do some work on Maureen's fucking makeup page. And I was literally just sitting there, completely fucking wrecked. Then, old Mickey Bartlett, he's on the scene. He's like, here, do you want to do support, in quotes, for me tonight at the Black Box? And I was like, yeah, sure. And what he actually meant by that was, will you film my set? Because I need it filmed. And I was like, right, okay. So I ended up fucking going and filming his set. And that was another emotional roller coaster. Like, see, the mentality of doing stand-up is like, I got there assuming like, oh, I'm going to do this set for Mickey. And then he's like, I might just do 2 45s. And although I love doing stand-up, everyone loves it who does it, there's a slight sense of like, oh, thank fuck. Which is weird, because you are, hey, I thought I was going to do a set, and I think it was because I was doing some new material, but there is that mentality of, I'm going to have to do this new material, and I'm not sure of how it's going to go, and it might be shite. So you got this apprehensive feeling. So when he's like, oh, I might just do 2 45-minute sets instead of you doing a support, and I went, ooh, thank God for that. Then he starts writing his set list out, and he goes, you know what, I don't know if this is 2 45s, and then he's like, is this too long, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what's going to happen here. And then he goes, will you do support? And I was like, oh my God, here we go. And it's just like, I'm tired from the emotional wreck that was editing in the morning, and now you're making me do stand-up and then not do stand-up and then do it again. And so I ended up doing a set. It was all right. It was good times. Mickey went up, absolutely smashed the tits clean off it. And that's about the height of it. It was a busy fucking day that day, let me tell you. You know, and then last night got that fucking thing, and then tonight it's Lavery, so it's been a busy week. Nothing exciting, nothing worth really chatting about to you guys. We bumped into, after Mickey's gig, there's a guy out in the street, homeless guy, called Stephen, and I mean, I'll be honest with you, this is a terrible thing to say, I am joking obviously, but if you're going to be homeless, get yourself a wee cute Jack Russell dog that's all slinky and black, you know, that's the trick, because girlfriend Maureen's family, they always had Jack Russells, even though the last one got wiped out by a car. In fact, two of them. In fact, well, I mean, that's how dogs die in the country, isn't it? They don't die of old age. They're just killed by cars. But this guy had this beautiful wee Jack Russell, and we were like, right, we're going to have to just go talk to this man and give him some money in exchange for letting us pet the dog. So, I don't know, I was chatting to that guy for a second. Ran into the black box. You know, it's like, if you want to do something for a homeless person, it's usually handy to be near something. You're like, what do you want, mate? John, can I get you anything? Here's a wee bit of money, whatever. But all you can really get, I'm not going to go like, here, mate, do you want to get you a pint in the black box here? Just walk across the street with a big fucking glass. Here you go, bro. Managed to get two teas, and you know, there aren't many things cuter in the world than a little slinky black Jack Russell just having a wee cup of tea, you know? Beautiful scenes. So that was exciting. You do get that. You get, like, dog envy. I know it's, like, it's an odd thing to say when you're talking about a man who is homeless, but, you know, you just sometimes, if you've ever had dogs and then you don't have any dogs anymore and you're sitting there and you're like, I wish someone would just come around with a dog for, like, 10 minutes, like, play with a dog, for fuck's sake. For God's sake, guys. And other than that, that's my week in a fucking nutshell. Apart from that, I've just been looking up cameras online like an asshole. That hasn't stopped since last week. Am I ever going to decide on one? Probably not. You know, maybe it's like watches. Like, I spend a lot of time looking at watches. And I know rightly I'll never buy any of them. Fucking asshole. Managed to get watching that last Game of Thrones as well. I mean, I wish I was one of those fucking nerdy people who could watch I could watch things and really retain the information and then have a nerdy discussion about it with somebody. Like, man, did you see Game of Thrones? Well, I cannot believe that. You know, it has to be really fucking in your face for me to be like, oh shit! Like that fucking battle there with that fucking Ramsay Bolton. I said this the other week, I was almost let down that all it needed was for someone to punch his head in. That's it. You know, just like, meh. People should remember that the odd time, you know? Anytime you're getting a bit above your station, acting the cunt. Just be like, somewhere, there's somebody who would just beat the shit out of me and all of my sort of fucking illusion of power will just be shattered. But I watched that last one, and geez, where do you go? You know, I'm not gonna. Here's a spoiler alert: everybody fucking dies. Not Dinklage. I mean, I'm completely spoiling it though. Spoiler alert for Game of Thrones. Basically, I'll fire tits. No, not fire tits. Yeah, fire tits. She's alive. The Dinkster, he's still there. That bald cunt who I'm definitely going to fucking. If there's a Halloween party crops up, that's what I'm wearing. That wee bitchy wee fucking son of a bitch. It was amazing. There's people getting knifed by fucking children. There was a bomb made out of green shit. Destroyed the whole fucking place. Everyone fucking died. Everyone was dying. Just death everywhere. And then you're just left with Dinklage, fire tits. I mean, old tits, you know, old tits, who's all like talking fucking Jon Snow all the time. And everything he says, he's like, I can't do an impression. I might go north of the... I can't do the impression, fuck it. But everything she says, she's like, well, just let me do some magic. Pop the tits out. She got her fucking marching orders. Walking, marching papers. What's the saying? Someone basically went, listen, you killed your fucking daughter. You fucking crazy bitch. Get on that horse and fucking don't come back here. Or I'll stab the life out of you, you son of a bitch. And then fucking the wee girl, Sansa. No, Arya. She's walking around knifing people and then just pulling off a mask off her head. Like, what the fuck? I mean, that talk about a fucking, like, you know, one of those, like, not a spoiler alert, but one of those movie mistakes. You're like, hold on a second. Why has she got, like, a perfect latex mask? I mean, and if anything, she was this wee hot black girl. So you're like, here, definitely keep the rubber head on because you're going to get way more dick. And when you take it off, you know, with those eyebrows. I'm basically talking about how much dick a fucking 15-year-old's gonna get. I don't know what age she is. I've seen her on something with that actor. Look, what's the guy's name? Bear with me. Liam. Oh, fuck. It's hard. See when you... No, I'm not gonna do it. I was gonna type in Game of Thrones cast, but there's no fucking point, is there? Game of... And it was the wee girl, fucking Daisy Williams or whatever her name is, Maisie, fuck me, it was her and your guy with a grey beard, you know, the guy with the grey beard from Game of Thrones. Does that narrow it down for you? He talks all like, hey up Charlie, stick finger up bum, but in real life I think he's Irish, but I've seen a video with them too and they were all like, where, you know, they were in Syria and she was doing the, you know, I'm an actor trying to be genuine, but it comes across, you can, it's so fucking transparent. Like, you know, we come out here and these people over here in Syria, they're real people. They're just like me and you. They're real people. I was talking to a girl who was a fucking oncologist and, you know, she can't get out of this country to be a whatever. And you're like, yeah. But she might also be an ISIS. So fucking leave her there, right, Maisie? You fucking... That is, of course, a joke, guys. But that usually is the deal. You know, the likes of those fucking Syria places. In fact, a lot of them... I don't know what I was looking at. It was like, this is... Where the fuck was it? It was like, this is Libya. Before the old regime... Even when it had a fucking dictator. Was it Libya? It was somewhere. And they were like, oh yeah, electricity was free. Whatever else was free. All this shit was free. It was great. And then they were like... Oh, America's here to free us from our oppressors, aka leave you without a country, so that it's a bit like a farmer going, oh, these plants have some sort of pesticide, let me burn all these plants. Oh really, you're just going to destroy everything to get rid of one wee fucking bit? I don't know, what the fuck am I talking about? Beer 52 are going to hear this and be like, what are we putting our fucking name to? That's stupid shit. I saw a funny story the other day, and it was like, it's such human nature. It's a bit like, I just love it. You know, if you were like having an argument with someone, like say you worked with someone for 3 years, there's Debbie over there. Hey, Debbie. Da-da-da. Debbie's this and whatever. Blah-de-blah. You don't really fucking pay any attention to her. Then one day you have a run-in with Debbie and you're having a fucking argument and she says something a wee bit heated. And you go straight to, like, schoolboy fucking, like, playground insults. Where you're like, tell you what, Debbie, you fat fucking ugly bitch. Like, that would come straight out of you. You haven't mentioned it. It hasn't been a problem the whole time. You're like, aye, you would say it, Debbie, you fucking heap of shit. Eating all the fucking quality streets in the staff room, you fucking hippo bastard. I'm basically reciting verbatim an argument I had when I worked in Curry's. That's a complete lie. I mean, when I worked in Curry's, it was the perfect business model. It was like, have some big threatening dudes, you know, who are going to stand over like old frail women and be like, definitely buy this VCR DVD burner combo. That has a future. And she's like, how much is it? And you're like, it's only £600. Give me your fucking pension, you bastard. There was that versus, oh, let's just get a whole pile of, like, sort of, you know, I don't want to shit on it. Basically slutty looking girls to talk, you know, like some fella comes in, I don't know what TV to buy. And some girl's squishing her tits together, being like, well, probably if you can't decide, buy three TVs. And he's like, all right. In all seriousness, what the fuck was that? Oh, yeah. So I seen this story, and it was like, they were talking about an ISIS executioner who had cut the head off some guy for disrespecting Islam. But it's just, they just had to write, you know, like, morbidly obese ISIS executioner, because he was a big fat bastard, and he's wearing a balaclava with fat pouring through it. But it was just so funny that you couldn't ignore the fact that he was fat, just because you want to slobber. I mean, I'm not standing up for him. He's obviously a fucking deluded mentalist. Psychopath, clean psychopath. I mean, who can chop a head off and then just go about your day? You know, I chop heads off people during the day. Really? Yeah, it's a bad shoulder from doing it. Actually, I had to cut a lot of heads off today. Really? You should probably sit down and eat four cheesecakes, you big fat ISIS bastard! I don't know, it just made me laugh. They were like fat shaming an ISIS executioner. I really would be over there cutting heads off, you fat fucking bastard. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that he's fat. The fact they said morbidly obese in the fucking... I mean, it was the Mirror. It's my fault for being on the Mirror's website. But, like, it was... You're fat shaming the guy. For no reason. No, it really doesn't matter that he's fat. This morbidly obese ISIS executioner. Those two things are not relevant at all. You know? He cuts people's heads off, and you're like, you almost sound concerned. He's morbidly obese, you know? He is going to drop one of these days, trying to hack through a head. I swear to fuck. Poor big bastard. What are you eating? Load of ISIS food, is it? Naan breads and fucking curries and goat dicks and all. What do you like, you dirty bastards? I mean, like I said, it's my fault for being on the Mirror's website. I do go on there because it's kind of... it's a good mixture of silly shit, isn't it? They just kind of go, there you go. Just, you know what I mean? It's just like, here's some news. No real opinions other than racist and whatever. Check out, though. There was another story, and it was about... it was like the saddest polar bear in the world. And it was like in Argentina somewhere. And you never think about that, do you? Where you're like, why in the flying fuck have you got a polar bear who's used to living in like freezing cold conditions? Why the fuck do you have this fucking thing in blistering sunlight just walking around like, oh my god, I am dying for a bottle of Coke right now. Oh, holidays are coming, holidays are coming. Sunburn on a polar bear. What a nightmare for a polar bear, like. I mean, it's not as obvious, you know, when all these animals are like, oh, this is from the Sahara, and this one's from here, and these lions don't mind the heat. You forget, the polar bear's the only one where he's like, fuck's sake, lads. I'm fucking sweating my bollocks up. And... It would be way more obvious the other way. You know, if you opened like a zoo in Alaska, you couldn't be like, I just chuck them lions in there, mate. Chuck the lions in and the zebras and the fucking giraffes and all that shit. And they're all like, oh, fuck, absolutely freezing. You'd be like, yeah, this is a fucking stupid idea. A zoo full of freezing cunts. And the polar bear's like, what's happening? Someone put their hands through them railings there. They're like, fucking... pull your whole fat body through, Debbie, you fat bitch. Still eating them fucking quality streets. I love those videos. You know, you're like, oh, woman has arm snapped off by a polar bear. And you're like, first of all, why the fuck can you even get close enough to reach your hand through the thing? That's bad setup at the zoo, number one. Number two, of all animals, it's the most fucking... they are absolutely cold-blooded fucking murderers. Like, they'll literally have babies and then be like, do I need this baby or am I too hungry? You know? And then you just fucking eat the baby. There was a photo of a polar bear just carrying the head of one of its cubs. There you go. I'll keep that there. I'll save a wee bit for the wife. Here you go, love. Wait, what's that? That's one of our children. I had the body, but I've left you the head.
less fat in the head. You see, Davy, you know what I mean? Since you're trimming down a bit for the summer, you fat white bitch. Debbie's not real, but she's getting major stick tonight. Other major news this week, the old Brexiteers. Did someone say that? I heard that word last night and I was like, as if Brexit wasn't annoying enough, you've now put it another fucking assholey fucking name on the end of it. So all them boys who were like, yeah, let's leave the UK or the fucking EU have all stepped down. I would say it's mainly because Al Cameron, he stepped down, which is a pretty shrewd move for that bastard. He's went, right, I kind of wanted to stay in. Or did he? No, yeah, he must have. So he's like, right, I'm out. Which basically left it in the hands of maybe like Boris Johnson and stuff. Who, his next move, whether he put the fucking thing into action or not, he looked like a dickhead. You know? He's going to go, right, I'm going to have to leave this EU. Everyone's like, oh, shit. You dickhead. But at the same time, if he had a went, actually, I think you might all be right. We're going to just stay in it. Everyone's going to be like, you fucking puss. You absolute puss. How can we trust you as a leader? Even though you look like a mad old woman who just fucking... I need a haircut. Let me send you it off with a candle. You look like a fucking maniac. No one's that blonde either. You literally have dog hair. You have Labrador head. You dozy twat. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You wouldn't trust that cunt to sell you a fucking microwave, let alone run a country.
I cannot help you.
But they've all fucked off now. He's like, I'm gonna leave Farage. I'll fucking goat's teeth. Them teeth. You're like, you can't sort your own fucking teeth out. You know that those teeth here, like, it just, I can literally smell the figs and tea off it from here. All them politicians just look thirsty, don't they? Not in like a rap video way. These thirsty bitches. They all just like, it's got those stinking mouths from talking too much shit and drinking too much tea. Oh, fuck me. I want my country back and now I want my life back. Oh, because everyone's talking bad about you because you're acting like a twat. You can't do that. You just walk. That's like walking into a fucking house party. You know, just cutting the lead to the speakers, taking a shite in the floor and then walking out. And everyone's like, you gonna deal with this? And he's like, no, because you're all gonna talk bad about me and I'm gonna leave. And you're like, well, you do know you fucked the whole party up. And he's like, bye. They're all fucking assholes. Like, just, you get that impression. You know, it's like when a teenager's like, I'm leaving home. And the parents are like, all right, go on ahead, sure. And they get to the top of the street and then they, you know, someone goes looking for them 2 hours later and they're just still standing there like, oh, you're not going to leave? And he's like, well, I just didn't know really how to do it properly. Yeah, crying, made up. Grounded for 2 weeks and everything's back to normal. Fucking idiots. Fucking idiots. And then just everyone that you see, your guy Gove or whatever his name is, you're like, look at these stupid looking cunts. The stupidest, like, if there was a fucking bus full of adults with learning difficulties, and this, I feel terrible saying this, they would not look out of place, Boris, Farage, and your man Go, all just licking the fucking windows off the thing. There's something to be said about, like, if you don't, you know, it's like, have a slight bit of awareness of things, you know? I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, like, you can't be aware enough of things around you to run shit if you don't realise that you look like a twat. And that, it sounds petty that you would be talking about looks, but there is that element of, like, you know, Boris, pay fucking 13 quid and get your haircut half decent instead of just cutting it with a fucking pair of nail clippers, or I don't know what the fuck you do, but you look retarded. Sorry, Boris, you fucking twat. I wish I knew more about politics. I really don't. I mean, every comedian on the bill last night at that open mic had a joke about Brexit, and I was like, I fucking don't even really know what it means, to be honest with you. They were all loving it. But it was good. Yeah, it was good times. Apparently, there was a girl who was very offended at the sheer amount of times that yeah, the sheer amount of times that I mentioned vaginas. And I'm like, listen, pet, take your pick. It's vaginas or dicks. You know, that's your two meal options today. So there you go. Let's move on to some questions for this podcast, guys. We're at 38 minutes. By the way, with regards to other podcasts, I've got this one. We've got the Live at Lavery's one. Pow. The Squadcast, I'm gonna do some sort of baby steps before we move into the world of, weekly or sometimes more than once a week type podcasts. So what I feel is the best way to go is we do the Squadcast once a month to start off with, because it is a lot of fucking about. It's a lot of things to put together. And until we get the hang of it, I think once a month is good enough for those. We still have other podcasts kicking around. So, let me get these questions on Twitter. I'm not even sure there was that many. This internet is slow. Does anyone have quick internet? That's my question. Who has ever used quick internet? And can you email me so that I get it in 3 weeks? Oh my god, so slow. Patrick McGinley. There aren't many Twitter questions, I don't think. But by the way, shout out to Podcasts NI, who did a little feature with the Fellowship podcast. The Lurgan Buys there. Check out our three podcast picks over at Podcast NI. So I think what they did was they picked their three, I suppose, favourite podcasts. Is that the crack? One of them was mine. So thanks, guys, at the Fellowship podcast. So everyone from here, go over there and listen to theirs. Subscribe. Pick of the month. Let me see. Oh my god, hurry up. This is embarrassingly slow. Yeah, so they picked three. Tell him Steve Dave. Tell him Steve Dave. What? Oh, it's obviously called Tell Him by Steve Dave. If that's his fucking name, or else it's two guys. I've got it completely wrong here. That was their number one pick. Their number two pick was the General Banter podcast. And the third one was That's Not Metal, which might be a music one or a load of metalheads. Here's the write-up. I've always been envious of comedians. They're rock star. There's a rock star quality to them, minus the backing band. They can make you forget about all your worries and woes and just laugh your balls off for an hour or more. So wouldn't it be great to get inside the head of one of these jesters to see how they tick? Well, Belfast funny man Colin Geddes allows just that, whether he's alone in a room, like now, sharing his point of view or having a guest comedian to bounce funny nuggets off, Geddes gives a great insight into what life is for a comic. Now evolving into a podcast network for other comedians to broadcast from, the General Banter podcast is the hub for anyone interested in the world of Northern Irish comedy. So there you go, guys. Thanks very much. Did you hear that? Rockstar, suck my dick. There's not the fucking, yeah, I don't know. Fuck it. Envious of comedians. I don't know why. Like, it's not that fucking exciting. You know, you get to go to like the Sunflower Bar on a Tuesday and watch 13 people do jokes about rape and Brexit, and then me doing the same. So I can't complain. Podcast questions, motherfuckers, on Twitter. So cheers to the Fellowship guys for that little shout out there. Give Podcasts NI a follow also if you want to keep on top of any NI fucking podcasts. Why are NI drink driving adverts raw when your comedians can't be? And that's Patrick McGinley. I mean, you're right. there's just something about comedians saying shit that people seem to get more offended at that. People are like, oh, why, you shouldn't be trying to be funny about that. And in actual fact, that's the least bad thing that you can do on a touchy subject, you know, actually try and get a fucking laugh out of it. Don't make rape jokes. You should be going, don't rape people, please. Rape less people. Okay. But instead, you get the head fucking chewed off you at a comedy night for doing the wrong fucking joke. And you're like, it's a stand-up night. It's not a TED Talk or a fucking sort of UN convention type thing where I'm trying to speak about world peace. I'm in a bar on a Tuesday in Belfast. Please let me just do my old Caitlyn Jenner joke, for fuck's sake. That is discriminatory towards people who don't know what gender they are. Here's the crack. It's, you know, see when people go like, don't assume my gender. See, if you're in the space to say that, then I can go, don't assume that I fucking know your gender then. Does that make sense? Don't assume that I should know by looking at you or before you even speak what gender you are. Does that make sense? Don't assume that I should know what I'm doing when you're moving the fucking goalposts here. It's like, I'm here. You know, so some guy's called Dave and he changes his name to Brian. And you're like, Dave, can you pass me that pen? He's like, hey, my name is fucking Brian now. And you're like, alright, mate. You could have fucking just let me know that then and I'll call you Brian. I am triggered, whatever the fuck that means. Unbelievable. Let's move on to the... Right. Edward Dawson, when is the Stephen Ferris video going up on which politician deserves a good kneecapping? They all could benefit from being just fucking... Like that ISIS video when they had the guy in a cage and they just set on fire, which is probably one of the more brutal things I've ever seen, but... When is the Stephen Ferris video going up? Basically, it's not, mate, which is a terrible, terrible shame. But at the end of the day, it was shot for Boojum, and it's pretty Boojum heavy, and it really has no other purpose, but they decided not to use it, so it didn't go up. I mean, I've said this before, but I will end up using it in a reel at some stage, so that's about all you'll get. I might just put the clips up of me and Ferris. Maybe he probably wouldn't even mind that, but... Stuart Anderson, a cheeky fiver round in your jeans pocket or a sneaky finger blast on a girl you've just met, which is better? Well, definitely. I mean, who's... Finding a fiver is not... It's nice. If you find, like, 20 quid, you'd be like, oh, shit. But, yeah, if you had the choice, you would just definitely finger a girl within minutes of meeting her, I'm sure. You know? We're all pigs. I mean, well, I don't see the point in fingering, but at the same time, especially a stranger, you know what I mean? If you're in a relationship and you've, you know, time and space and a locked door, finger away by all means, but we just met and we're fingering is a bit sort of fucking like... Who's benefiting from that? Because you know what I mean? The guy, he's down the front of your fucking jeans. How good is the technique, is what I'm saying. You know, you need to... She's there, she's like, I've had 14 gin and tonics. You know, that's like... Can feel nothing down there. You know, it's a whole point. It's more of an icebreaker, isn't it? Get to know you. How's it going? That feels alright. Doesn't look weird. I mean, definitely don't do that with dicks, because if you were to see dicks as quick as the fingering was going on, you'd be like, oh, I have to leave, because that is disgusting. Oh my God. If Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha were real, who would you lend a fiver to, kick in the balls, or open a sunbed shop with? What in the fuck question is that? Then a side note, who would win the fight out of all three? I'll answer that question. Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha. Buddha's a fat bastard. Muhammad is just a fella, isn't he? And Jesus has a few more superpowers. So, I would say Jesus would probably win that one. you know, if I had to say. Paul Ferguson. Brexit, 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 Brexit. What about Brexit? Willie Fraser, Brexit, Brexit, Brexit. Referenda. United Ireland, Brexit kind of thing. Pensions, trade deals, IMF, FTSE down, up. Brexit, pound, euro, dollar, pound exchange rate. How many barses do I get for my Brexit vacation on southern coast of Michael Gove? Oh, well, that sort of answered its own question, that one, didn't it? What? Willie Fraser might need sectioned, is all I have to say. Those videos where he's just like, all you Republicans won't be able to come across the border. Willie, say border, okay? Not bother coming across the border, you stupid cunt. The border. Do you know what? If you were really that fucking, like, up the queen, you would just, you know, if you're so proud of it, if it's like Northern Ireland, British Northern Ireland, you know, don't live near the fucking border then. Live, where's the capital of, like, fucking being a loyalist? Like East Belfast or something? Is that where you have to be? Live there. Fucking bother. People in East Belfast probably hear you talking. Be like, that cunt's in the Ra. what a fucking maniac. That thing, we stand there in the sash, trying to do another wee Facebook video, like he's fucking keying to me. He's getting into that now. That's the crack. He's got a bit of attention for making stupid videos. He's trying to make a recording. Someone leans out the window and like, fucking spastic. And he's like, what'd you say, yes? What do you say, you slobber? Get back over the border. And he's like, oh, the bloody Republicans and all giving me dogs abuse. He's a fucking... It might not have been. It was probably one of the fellas marching. Was like, you're a fucking dickhead. I know you give zero fucks about football, but check... What does it say? Joachim Lowe's antics at the Euros and let us know what you make of that bizarre shit. Pure filth. Let me just... I swear to God, I don't know why this computer seems so slow in this house. Typing out names! Okay. Which guy is it? Is this the guy that manages, like, fucking... Okay. Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about. I did see that. One of the few highlights I did see from the Euros. Yeah, I think he manages Germany, is it? Or Italy or something? And he's just never done... It must be... Is it like a nervous thing where he's just like, I just constantly have to scratch my bollocks, sniff it, put my hand down my arse, pull something out, whether it be a little ball of dingleberries or ass fluff, and roll it up and smell it and then fucking pick his nose and eat it and all. You're like, you're a fucking... farmyard animal, you pig. He's another cunt. Cut your fucking hair. You're not in the monkeys, you asshole. Unbelievable. Like the sniff in the fucking thing. And it wasn't even subtle. He put it out like he was an Italian talking. Like, hey, a sniff on my finger. Disgusting bitch. Would you rather be chased by 20? Fuck off with your ducks. Duck size fucking... I'm going to get, out of rage, I'm going to get 20 ducks and just smash them with a fucking mallet. You fucking crazy bitch. Stephen Haddock. Oh, that's the wrong name. Lewis Coulter, you mad hoe. Stephen Haddock, when... Oh my God, this computer. Do you know what? It's probably full of fucking water, leaving it on the floor, but what can you do? When you do the Ulster Hall, what song do you want to come on to? I don't know. I mean, It's one of those fantasy type things where you think about it and you're like, oh my God. Imagine I walked on to like, fucking, I don't know, but like you're like, I walk on like Song for the Dead or something. But then it's like, you're doing stand up, so you can't really walk on to like something that heavy and, or like even something that epic and then just take the mic out of the stand and be like, oh, what's happening everybody? You know, I was thinking, like, just, you know, you do the little fucking thoughts in your head. I was like, imagine walking on the, And So I Watch You From Afar's like set Guitars to Kill. The big fucking. But then you're like, but then I'm going straight on to talk about fucking taking a shit somewhere weird. You know what I mean? It's like, you just go on then. I'll shit. I'll probably go on to Cypress Hill. Let me see if I can find it for you. Cypress Hill. Come on, bitch. I am not having good luck with these computers today. Do you ever, you just go on the computer and you're like, I feel like an old man today because nothing on this thing is working for me. Probably walk on this, maybe. The only reason to say that is because it was in my probably my favorite scene in a movie ever. In what's it called? This Is the End, when Danny McBride wakes up after the party and you haven't seen him yet, and that's the first time you see him. Because I am in love with that cunt, whether it's Kenny Powers type stuff in Eastbound and Down or whatever. But he's a fucking. I think he's hilarious, and that scene, I knew it was fucking him almost as soon as you heard the music playing. I was like, I bet that's Danny McBride, and then sure enough it was. But even if you haven't seen that film, just check that scene out. It's incredible. Or I could walk onto this. Maybe, is this too much? Aaron McCann would probably throw his custom Vans in the fucking bin. He'd be so angry. But cut the intro out. Definitely. Just let it ring out for about 2 minutes.
Hey, you guys, is there any students in the day? Is there, what do you do as a job?
That's why you have to be careful with that walk-on music, because sometimes it's just, you're just like, that's too much, you fucking lunatic. Do you think Kane Toomey will do a Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner? The man uses his videos as an excuse to look like a bearded lady, but we all know he's a future candidate for surgery. Again, fuck surgery, get them teeth fixed, image. Kane Toomey, whatever. People get raging at that sort of shit. Like, he's fucking. So people are like, isn't this the funniest thing you've ever seen? And you're like, come on, Debbie, you fat fucking bitch. And then other people are like, he's such a cunt, I want him dead. I know, like, your man from Notorious Bark Boys, he's not too keen on him. But, like, I just don't give a shit. You know, if you've got a Facebook page and you make a lot of stupid videos and, you know, people watch them, and then you're what's known as an online influencer, which is fucking retarded. I mean, he's, you know, in the funny, I suppose, making funny videos. There's people with that many eyes on them, and all they do is like fucking squats and show people their arse. You know, it's you're an online influencer. That's all you do. You're a person who has gathered up a lot of fucking likes. And now you're a person that gets money thrown at them. That's it. You know, are they going to give him a fucking, like, feature film? Probably. That's him and Frostbit Boy fucking tour the world. I don't know, but it is what it is. Like, people get really fucking worked up about it. Even I used to be like, what the fuck is this cunt doing? And now I'm just like, so, do what you want. You know, if all these other comedians yapping about him, you're like, if you could rack up fucking 5 million hits on a video, you'd fucking do it too. Or if you think you could, why not go do it? Because at the minute, you're sitting in a Nero coffee shop slabbering about it. And we've all been there, don't get me wrong, but Kane Toomey, I don't know. Does he not have a girlfriend? I suppose that doesn't matter. I mean, you're slapping about Kane to me dressing up as a woman. I've done it plenty of fucking times. Tell you that for nothing. Lipstick and all. If you boys were to start a band, would you be call yourselves, or what would you call yourselves, and who would be nominated as the good looking one? Probably definitely Shane Todd. Oh my god, chill out with that. Probably Shane Todd, but I don't think he has the moves to be a front man somehow. Or do you mean just like a boy band? I'm thinking like an actual rock band. You might just be thinking like a JLS. Like a white fat JLS. As a front, who would be the front man? It's hard to know. He'd be a good front man. I don't know. It'd be funny to... I don't know. Kieran Bartlett. He can say, he is a band. He can sing and play guitar. Now we all just sit in the background playing a fucking triangle. Who's that from? Lewis McLean. What? Michael Pye. When you get bored, do you pop those wee white nodules at the base of your shaft like bubble wrap? What in the fuck sort of question is that? Why do I not vet these questions? When you get bored, do you pop those wee white nodules at the base of... What are you talking about, you fucking maniac? I think you should go to a doctor, my friend. Ugh. Jesus Christ. Fanny Flicker, McDroopy Scroat. This fucking podcast gone from bad to worse. Watching any good TV shows at the minute? Well, basically... We finished Game of Thrones like everyone else did. And I think the move now is to try and watch some... I just get so hard to get into things. But like, we're going to watch some Sons of Anarchy, even though the first few episodes are apparently shit. Absolute shit. But any good TV shows at the minute? Do you know what I've been fucking addicted to, right? And it's hard to get because a lot of it is just in Canada for some fucking reason. Go on to Viceland.com. It's supposed to be Vice's TV fucking network or whatever. Some of the shit you can't watch. Like, it's only available in, like, Canada or something. But if you have that Google Chrome and that Hola thing. Hola. You can just change your IP or whatever it is to, like, Canada. Watch Dead Set on Life with Maddie Matheson. One of my favourite people in the world. Chef. Covered in tattoos, wears beautiful, beautiful hats. His show's brilliant. Eddie Huang. How do you say that? Eddie Huang's World. That's fucking sweet. Any of those like noisy documentaries. I've been watching more of that shit than I have actual fucking any shitty TV. So, I mean, people are cracking up about... Was it like Big Brother and fucking Love Island and all this bollocks? And you're just like, why? Just watch cool shit. Oh my god, did you see the latest episode of Spastics in a House Fucking last night, did you? What's it called? It's called Spastics in a House Fucking. What happens? Well, Debbie, it's basically just Spastics in a House Fucking, and then they ride with each other, and nobody finishes their drink because they're too busy throwing it on everyone else. And then, you know, They're famous from that, and then somehow they're then a celebrity and will appear in another celebrity version of Spastics in a Room Fucking. And then it's the celebrity spin-off of that, Celebrities in a Room Fucking, who are spastics as well. And then you're now a reality star in shows that are in no way real whatsoever. You know? And then they'll sack it off TV and they'll be like, oh my god, guess what's returning on Channel 5? Spastics in a Room Fucking Reloaded. Unbelievable. Maddie Quinn, get your bird off the podcast. Lovely girl, I'm sure, but you're more crack-like. Oh, cool. Way to get blocked, you silly bitch. Favourite video game? Where in the world would you like to live? I love when people give you fucking advice and stuff. Mate, lose your girl off a podcast. How about do your own fucking podcast and shut up? Matt, you fucking rim. Favourite video game? Where in the world would you like to live? That was two different questions. I've never been into video games, ever. So I can't really answer that question. Where in the world would you like to live? I don't really like the idea of just being somewhere and settling. Like, I don't enjoy the idea of traveling around the place forever, but I like the idea of, like, if you could have a fucking, like, apartment in New York, you know, and something else, and, like, we have a house in fucking wherever, in south of France, and then a fucking apartment in Australia. So I would like that, you know, just shit around the world that you just travel to, and you're like, right, it starts to rain here in November, so gonna go, you know, to this other place where it's fucking sunny. So there you go. Emma Adams, who inspires you? Anyone that has, like, anyone that's really into something, usually. Any people that sort of, I like people with, like, a good, like, have a, they've sort of done whatever they wanted to do in life, but it's, like, the work ethic thing, because that's kind of what will separate most people, is just the fucking work. You know, if you spoke to a comedian over here, you know, and you're like, how often do you sit down and write, like, material? They would be like, I don't know, just when it crops up in my head, I'll maybe note it down and try it on stage and stuff. Whereas, like, you could probably speed your career up. Not, I don't do it, but I don't really think stand-up is my 100% focus, but, you know, it's like, if you sat down and wrote all day, every day, you know, you would shorten your fucking comedy experience, you know, like, you would probably need about 10 years of comedy experience to be really good at it. But I feel like you could squeeze that down into about 5 or 6 years if you wrote a lot. And people don't really, you know. I'll pick a day and be like, right, this is when I do most of my month's writing today. Something like that. So who inspires me? Just, I don't know, just fucking crazy people. The likes of Joe Rogan, I suppose, would be a good fucking one to look at. Bill Burr. People who just renew their material all the fucking time, just work like fuck. I also like, especially the Joe Rogan thing, because it's like, he has a very successful podcast, is a successful stand-up comedian. You know what I mean? Just, he just does about 10 jobs that all pay him very handsomely, and it's all seems like good crack. That's the type of thing you want to do. Marty Goodall, what would you say is your worst feature? Final question. Apart from my horrendous body and lack of hair, worst feature, I would say I'm very good at, like, coming up with ideas and fairly shite at executing them. So I don't know what that, if I could sum that up in a word as a feature. But I'm very like, isn't this a fucking brilliant idea? And then just 3 months later, I'm going, wasn't that a great idea I had 3 months ago? Do you know what that is? I think it's just, it's being like scatterbrained as fuck and impulsive. So I'm just like, oh my, like a dog with fucking, that's what I'm like a dog that's like barking at someone and then someone goes, here, biscuit. And they just go, oh, different thing now. That's me. ADD with only a fucking adult. Yeah. Focus. Lack of focus. That's my problem. Might have to. But then again, maybe that comes with the territory of being remotely good at anything creative or comedy wise. I don't know if it would even fall into that fucking thing, but I don't know, Marty, you've sent me into some sort of downward spiral where I'm going to have to do a lot of crying in the shower thinking about that now. Thanks. Thanks, Marty. Alright. That's about it, guys. Once again, shout out to beer52.com for being the first sponsor on the General Banter podcast. Just remember, Lavery's Comedy Club, first and third Wednesday of every month. Ulster Hall tickets are available. Get your hands on one of them sooner rather than later so that we're not all shit in our pants. 29th of October, big Ulster Hall show. Give General Banter a like on Facebook. You know? all that sort of shit. Follow me on Snapchat, at Colin Geddes. And, of course, I had asked people to send me in tunes. If you're in a band locally. So I've got four links here from the Petty Youth. Actually, it's just Petty Youth, who are a band, I think, from Belfast. So here's our outro tune today. Speak to you next time. You do me no good, eh? Dirty garage rock for the lads.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.